Excuses will not build your wealth, period. End of story. Excuses will not give you a marriage full of good sex and love and happiness. Excuses will not help you raise amazing humans. So anytime you find yourself going into the but mode, snap out of it. Literally, snap your fingers and say, whoa, 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 whoa. I am not a victim. I am empowered here. And start seeing what God starts to give you. Start seeing what starts to show up in your life because you're no longer putting out mixed signals to the universe. Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Soak frequencies provide a 20-minute oasis to help you quiet your mind and recenter by providing a mindful intention of the day so that you are in control of how your day goes. These few minutes of calm can settle your central nervous system. They help people address stressors such as anxiety, stress, loneliness, insomnia, focus, spirituality, and more. Soaking each day can lower your stress levels while improving your health and overall happiness. Soak helps break down your own personal barriers and limiting beliefs. I am absolutely obsessed with Soak. I use it to go to sleep at night. I use it when I wake up in the morning. And one of the things I love about Soak is that I'm a busy mom. And so before I found Soak, I was trying to meditate and I still do meditate. Okay. But I was trying to meditate and like need, you know, Zen and all the quiet around me. And it was really hard with all the kids running around. And I love the fact that I can put on a Soak with the kids. It's helping increase their vibrations. It's increasing their frequency. And it's all around like helping everybody. So when we're in the car, I just have Soak on playing in the background while I'm having conversations with my kids. And I feel like it's working. It's working. So I want to share with you guys one of my favorite ones, which is called Wealth and Prosperity. And I want you to listen in. I like the music version. It sounds like this. Imagine just journaling and listening to this in the background. And then here's the nature. So this helps align you with your highest and most abundant self. It helps the law of attraction. It helps attract prosperity and increase your wealth and abundance. So right now for the amazing Mommy Millionaire audience, you can get a Soak premium membership for 70% off using the code MOMMY. So you go to soaak.com, sign up for a premium membership, put in code MOMMY, and you'll get 70% off your first month. What's really cool about this is I recorded something special for all of you. It's a 21-day mindful intention program called Rise Up Queen. So for 21 days, you'll get a free audio sent directly to your phone. And we also have a higher self visualization that's available to you. And it's only available inside of this premium membership. You can't find it anywhere else included with Soak. So I'm super excited about this partnership. I want you guys to head over there right now. Let's get into the episode. I might be sharing an unpopular opinion today on this episode, but I believe it is one that you need to hear and that everybody should hear. Right now, what's happening in the world is victims versus winners. Okay. It's a victim mentality versus a winner mentality, period. Okay. The most powerful thing I can do on this podcast is teach you how to think, not what to think. So we don't need to talk about relevant topics. Okay. What we need to talk about is how to think. Now, let's talk about a victim mentality. What does that look like? And maybe how have you found yourself in that mentality? And guess what? If you listen all the way to the end, I'm going to show you how to shift from that victim to that winning mentality. So you want to stay tuned for the entire duration of the episode. I am so thankful that you're here, that you're investing in yourself, that you're increasing your intellectual property right now as you listen to this. We are going to shout out the 5-star review of the week. This is from Livy Poindexter. 5 stars. Kayla has had the power through audio and God to break through some big mental barriers I have had. I struggle with anxiety and depression, so getting in my head is really detrimental for my mental health. I listen to Mommy Millionaire every morning. I make sure I start my morning off filling my cup up so I have the strength and capacity to help others. Thanks, Kayla. You have no idea how much this podcast means to me. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for being brave and sharing your story and sharing what you're doing to get out of that. I know a lot of times, you know, people could do that and they're still in that. And if that is you, make sure to seek professional mental health. This podcast is not therapy, but you know what it is? It is a dang good time. And I hope it's bringing all of the inspiration. I know it is. I actually know it is. So if you haven't been able to leave a review of the show yet, please make sure to just take 90 seconds out of your day and do that. That is one way that this podcast can continue to grow. So we're talking about how to get in that victim mentality. It's super easy for a lot of us to get into that victim mentality because depending on the way that your childhood was, the way that you were raised, the things that you heard as a child, it shaped your paradigm, right? It shaped the way that you look at life. If you grew up with a lot of winners around you, and they had a winning mentality and they taught you how to think as a winner, you know, you're 20 steps ahead the rest of the world because you know how to think like a winner. But I got to tell you something, most of us were not raised by winners, okay? Not saying that, you know, my mom isn't a winner. She is. She's a winner in her own way, okay? She raised me. Hello, I love you, mommy. But I'm talking about the winning mentality where you have a can-do attitude about everything and you realize that winning does not negotiate. It's either win or lose, period. So let's talk about that. A victim mentality and some of the signs that you might be in a victim mentality right now is if you find yourself saying things like, if only my husband would do this, if only my mom would have done that, if only, if only, if only. That if only mindset is very disempowering because in that you're saying that you don't have what it takes. You don't have what it takes to get what you want in life. And that is just simply completely false. It is a lie from the pit of hell that is causing so many people right now to live in victimhood and basically go down a rabbit hole of not getting what they want, making fear-based decisions. Victim-based decisions are the same thing as fear-based decisions because you believe you don't have what it takes and that it's somebody else's fault at the end of the day. That is just not true. Another thing that victims might find themselves saying, I'd like to open my business. I'd like to make a reel, but, right? So I'd like to, but. There is no power in the but. Absolutely no power. When you find yourself saying that word but, what you're doing is you're getting yourself into victim mode right then and there, justifying where you are in your life, letting yourself, you're reiterating to your own mind, not just to other people around you, why your excuses are valid, period. And here, guess what? We all have valid excuses that can be accepted by the society that we live in. But excuses will not pay your bills. Excuses will not build your wealth. Period. End of story. Excuses will not give you a marriage full of good sex and love and happiness. Excuses will not help you raise amazing humans. So anytime you find yourself going into the but mode, snap out of it. Literally, snap your fingers and say, whoa, 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 whoa. I am not a victim. I am empowered here. Okay? And start seeing what God starts to give you. Start seeing what starts to show up in your life because you're no longer putting out mixed signals to the universe, right? So a lot of people will go, I'd like to start a business, but I don't have any money, but my husband doesn't support me. It's like, okay, I guess you don't want it. So maybe you'll get a little traction in your business, but because you're so bought into those excuses and you've really validated them to the world, acting like they matter, like they actually have power over you, you get a little traction in your business and then it dies. Because you've sent that mixed signal out there. So you are not a victim. I repeat this. You are a winner. The fact that you're listening to this podcast in such a time as this, when you could be doing so many other things in the world, you're probably working out right now, right? And you could probably be listening to some really cool hip hop music, but you're like, I'm going to grow my mindset right now. So I know that about you. You are not like the rest of the world. You are set apart. You are the 1%. You are the person that is willing to give up the excuses. Remember, if you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. And if you're listening to this, it's because you want to release your limitations. You want to see your true potential. You cannot be a victim and move forward in life. Okay? If you look at yourself as a victim, and you affirm that to the people around you. So you're constantly giving them reasons why you should be a victim. Oh, my dad was in jail when I grew up. So this is why I am the way I am. Blah, 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 blah. And you sell your victim story to people around you. They start buying into it, right? And guess what? People start to pity you. And guess what happens? This is what perpetuates the victim cycle. People start to pity you and they say, oh, well, yeah, you're much further along than you should be. I'm proud of you. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't believe you had to go through that. I'm so sorry. And guess what? That victim in you loves that type of pity attention. And so you start to sell the victim story every single day. No, 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 no. You no longer do that. After this podcast is over, I don't care what has happened to you. I talk to people all the time. I coach people all the time that have gone through horrific, horrific things. Your past does not define you. It is not a part of your identity. Your pain does not have to be a part of your message. You can choose right now, even though those things happened to me, I am a winner. I am this. I am that. Your future is defined by everything that comes after I am. And if you're really stuck in that and you're like, God, I can't get out of that, go and work with a therapist. Please. I'm telling you right now, the most powerful thing you could do is invest that time into yourself. You can work with a certified mental health professional. You can work with a coach that has been trained in trauma, you know, that is a trauma-informed coach. But be very specific in who you're working with in this. You don't want somebody that's going to like re-traumatize you again. I've heard horror stories of people that go, oh my gosh, I was listening to your podcast, Kayla, and I realized I needed to work with a therapist. So they go and work with a therapist. This is like somebody that has a master's degree in psychology. And I hear what they tell these people to do after they've experienced physical and emotional abuse for years. And I'm like, what they do? I get crazy when I hear stuff like that. I report people because I'm like, that is not okay. So side note, be careful. And if you need a recommendation, hit me up in my DMs on Instagram at Kayla.craft. I have plenty of amazing professionals I can hook you up with. We're going to take a quick break from the episode because I have a special invitation for you. We just rebranded the Millionaire S Society to become a coaching membership. And the first time I hired a business coach, everything changed for me in my life. I basically got a new marriage, even though I'm married to the same guy. New friendships, new city, new businesses, all because I had somebody, you know, looking at my life and helping me see my blind spots, helping me gain new perspective on my past and on my future. So coaching is a necessity for me. I always have a coach because I'm always wanting to get to where I want to go quicker than if I was going alone. I wanted to make coaching affordable for all people, even people that are like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I want to do. I just know I want to do something. And I wanted to give you the invitation to join this coaching membership. No matter where you are in your life right now, coaching will serve you. We focus on healing and moving forward at the same time. So helping you see your limiting beliefs, helping you break that glass ceiling that is above you, and helping you create a beautiful vision for your life, one that on your own, you wouldn't be able to do it. But together, we can help you get there. So I'm so excited for your life to completely transform inside of the Millionaires Society. So I want you to head over to mommymillionaire.co/coaching right now to join this beautiful membership. It is month to month. You know, the bad thing about when you're first starting out with investing in yourself, some coaches make you sign year-long contracts, and that can be really scary and intimidating if you've never invested in yourself. So I wanted to make the barrier of entry super low. It's just a complete no-brainer and absolutely irresistible that you got to say yes now. There are limited spots available, so I want you to say yes to you, say yes to your transformation. You are worthy of coaching. You are worthy of support, and you deserve that next level of success for you. So I can't wait to see you inside the society. Let's get back to the episode. So you might be listening to this podcast and you go, Kayla, I'm not a victim, but here we go. I know that so many of you listening in right now have a subconscious victimhood in your mindset. And the way that you know you have a subconscious victimhood is if you don't take risk. If you know you want to do something, but you're just like, let me just play safe. Okay. Because you can really say that I'm a fighter. Hello, you're talking. If you spot it, you got it. Right. And that was me. I thought, I am not a victim. I am a fighter. If you even use those words that you feel like you have to fight, you're disempowering yourself because you are saying what is meant for you is you got to battle to get it. Which is not true. That is not the way that God had designed us to live this world. That's not true at all. So if you are somebody that's like, I'm fighting the forces of evil against all odds, you are stuck in victimhood. And if you're stuck in victimhood, you're probably stuck in either being sick, okay, and physically sick, broke, and just, you know, like lack of common sense, honestly. So I love you and you're listening to this because I'm not going to let you stay there, period. You're listening to this because it is time for you to look at your life and see a champion in the making. It is time for you to look at yourself in the mirror and see yourself as the winner that you are. The thing is you can't just affirm your way to being a winner. You have to learn how to think like a winner thinks. And remember, winning does not negotiate. So you don't get to like have different terms about what winning is. Winning is clearly defined as coming out on top in your industry, in your profession, as a mom, whatever it is, like clearly defined. So what that means for you is that every winner is going to have to go through a certain set of things in order to win. So I want you to think about Kobe Bryant. You know, I live in Newport Beach. I've lived here for 3 years now. And that's actually where Kobe Bryant lived. That's where he took off from his helicopter and ended up dying in Calabasas that day. He left Newport. And I remember the week that he died. Oh my gosh, it was so horrible and gloomy in Newport Beach. It was just so sad. You could feel it in the air. And you walk around Newport now and there's murals about Kobe everywhere. I mean, I walk into like different athletic places and there's Kobe and his daughter. And it's so amazing because every time I see a picture of Kobe, I think about what a winner he was. And, you know, like, gosh, the type of a mindset he had to cultivate to become one of the most well-known people in history, in basketball, right? And, you know, his legacy will live on forever and ever and ever. It's absolutely incredible. Now, did he wake up one day and just decide that he was going to be a winner? Yes, that's actually what he did do. But was he a winner? Was he actually winning games? No, he wasn't. It took time and it took practice every single day. He hired a special trainer that, you know, helped him gain his edge to be the best. He invested in himself in different ways that players at the time didn't invest in themselves in. They didn't have a mental coach and a fitness coach and all these different coaches that Kobe had. But he knew that that was his edge and that was what was going to make him great. So this is what I ask of you right now. What are you doing every single day to cultivate that winning mindset? How are you gaining your edge to be the best? You're not here to just be like the best version of you. You're here to live out your calling, your purpose. So whatever that purpose is, you deserve and your legacy deserves to leave it at its best, right? So right now, you know, I believe my purpose is to be a coach. Okay. So I want to be the best coach. I'm going to do whatever it takes to gain that edge. That's why I work with multiple different strategists and coaches to help me gain my edge. And if you're not currently doing that, if you're not investing in yourself, how do you become the most valuable person in your industry, in your profession? If you are not increasing your intellectual property, increasing your value in the marketplace, because that is what a winner does. That is what a winner does. The next thing that a winner does is they don't believe in the wishful thinking model of having the Midas touch. So the Midas touch is, oh, everything I touch turns to gold. It's just that simple, right? A winner knows that it isn't that simple. It's going to take strategy. It's possibly going to take a lot of failure to figure out what works for it to actually turn into gold. And that's what a winner thinks. They know they're going to have a couple failures along the way. They know they're not going to get it right on the first time. And what a victim does is they try something, right? It doesn't work the first time. So they say, oh, you know what? It's not meant for me. I guess, you know, it's just not in the cards for me. Nope. It's my dad's fault. It's my mom's fault. It's whoever's fault. No, that's done. After you listen to this podcast today, we don't use words like that. We take ownership and we feel empowered about everything that we're doing. We say, yes. Oh, that didn't work out. Sweet. On to the next. On to the next. Let's go. Eventually, it's getting closer and closer to that $1 million launch, to that $1 million day, to that big idea. You know, whatever it is that you're striving for in your life, you're just saying, when it doesn't work out, oh, every day I'm getting closer and closer. I now know it doesn't work because that's what a winner does. They don't sit there and like, you know, dwell on the past and not try new things because it failed in the past. A winner goes, okay, well, we found 99 ways it doesn't work. Let's try the 100th. That is what a winner does. So you get to decide right now, are you going to be a victim? Are you going to be a winner? Thinking like a winner, it is for sure a can-do mentality. And it's adding in that practice piece. How do you practice to be a winner in your profession or, you know, whatever the reason is that you're listening to this podcast? You want to be better at whatever it is. Maybe it's being a mom, a wife. How do you practice all of those things and be intentional about, you know, getting your edge in on that and increasing and getting just 1% better at that skill, at that talent every single day? Well, you got to be intentional about it. You got to schedule in that time to get your edge. Right now, the people that are winning are the people that are so focused on winning. If you're focused on and wrapped up in what everything is happening out there in the world that you have no control over, so many of you guys, that's what all you're doing is focusing on sharing that stuff, going down that rabbit hole. Okay. A winner goes, hey, guess what? While all those people are distracted, I'm going to go get mine. I'm going to go sweep up on all the money-making opportunities because a winner realizes that, hey, the person with the most money has the most options. And that is who actually will have more control. When you have more money, you will have more control over your lifestyle and over your family's lifestyle. So focus on what you can control. That is what a winner does. And they also realize variables and they realize, oh gosh, there's going to be crazy stuff happening in the market in the next 18 months. So I'm going to make sure I have 6 months of expenses put away. I'm going to make sure this is happening. Boom, boom, boom. That's what a winner does. They don't sit there and like spend all day long talking about variables that they have no control over. They go and find control in other ways. So I hope this inspires you to stop being a victim and start being a winner. Because you were chosen for such a time as this, for your life. You have your unique blueprint, your unique calling and purpose in this day and age. And you want to spend every second of your life being all of you. And that is required to win. Winning requires you to be all of you, reaching all of your potential. I love you so much. Thanks for listening in. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.